Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. How healthy are your bones? Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and today is June 17th. Today, we'll be talking about an important topic. We'll be talking about healthy bones. And I'm glad I'm not the only person here talking about bones. Hi, Eva. Welcome.
Hi. Great to be back.
Eva, we will be talking all about bones. Now, first of all, I want to ask, is bone health something you think about?
I personally don't. However, I would say I am surrounded with a lot of this kind of messages with my parents aging, with older siblings and relatives. Back in Singapore, actually, a lot of messages are being passed around about bone health because with every aging population,
yes,
you see that a lot. So yeah, I do see it being talked about actually a lot.
And a lot of it's with older people, right?
Correct.
A lot of times we see ads on TV, like, you know, like for Move Free or for all of these supplements that are supposed to
joints, your knees. And,
yes. Sure. So it's very much targeted toward an older population.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'd be talking about bones. Yeah, it's very interesting because bones is not something I really thought about a few years ago. I just didn't think about bone health. It was not top of mind. It wasn't a priority. But in the past few years, as I saw older family members have falls, you know, like have, when you say you have a break in your bone, we call it a fracture.
Mm-hmm.
So as I saw older family members fall and then also colleagues, like, you know, like they break bones and then they're on crutches for a couple months and it takes a very long time to heal, then I start to think more about the importance of bone health. So bone health is very important, and we'll be talking a lot today about bone health. And then in particular, we will be talking about women who are post-menopause. So menopause is basically the time in your life when your period ends, your menstrual cycle ends. A woman has not had a menstrual cycle for 12 months in a row, and that point in time is called menopause. So the time after menopause is called postmenopause, and the time before you go into menopause, when your hormones start to change, that is called perimenopause. So a lot of our TA or target audience will be talking about through our article for the next 2 days. It's really about women who are close to menopause or after menopause. So this is women on average, you know, like starting around the age of 45 all the way beyond. So this is an important age group to keep in mind. That's women in past menopause or close to menopause, and this age range, mid-40s and beyond. This is an age group that bone health is particularly important. So we will be talking about that more as we go into our article. But first, let's get into our first reading for today, and we will be talking about a new device that is supposed to help you build bone. Let's get into our first reading.
Better Bone Health from NASA, a promising device that uses vibration to stop bone loss. For some, OsteoBoost might initially evoke TV infomercials for gadgets that promise to shock people's abdominal muscles into six-pack formation while they sit or to jiggle away fat without exercise. But this device, a low vibration belt, hit the market as the first non-drug intervention for osteopenia, low bone density affecting most older people, especially postmenopausal women. Developed by Redwood City, California-based Bone Health Technologies, OsteoBoost applies 30 hertz of oscillations per second and 0.3 g of gravitational force to the most vulnerable parts of the skeleton, regulated by pressure sensors and accelerometers that respond to individual bodies.
Wow, Eva, it feels like we are looking at some magic device.
I know. Yes. Something that probably has not existed before, mm-hmm. but really is a prototype, you know, something that wants to help us improve our bone health.
Yes. So we have something, this device, the name is OsteoBoost. And before we go on, we're going to be talking about osteo this, osteo that.
Mm-hmm.
So osteo just means bone. So osteo is Greek for bone. So it's a prefix. We will see it throughout the article, osteo this, osteo that. So OsteoBoost, to boost your bone, is mm-hmm. the name of this device. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about, where do you see this device?
So this device would be developed in Redwood City, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually targets people who are older and especially postmenopausal women.
Yes.
And it is the first non-drug intervention. So I would think it is pretty cool because the older you get, you want to put less things in your body. You want to explore things that are more natural. So something that is non-drug feels like, oh, maybe it's something that I can control and see working on my body as I use it, instead
yes.
of something that you have to ingest like a supplement.
Yes. So it feels like more friendly a little bit.
Yeah.
It's more friendly. And it's a belt, right?
Yeah.
It's a belt. So it's basically a low vibration belt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a belt that vibrates, but it's supposed to help your bones. Because we have our first word today, osteopenia. And what is osteopenia?
So osteopenia is a condition in which there is a lower than normal bone mass or bone mineral density. So a person would probably experience bone loss, you know, if they have osteopenia.
Yes. And we actually start to lose bone mass, like as we get into our late 30s, we just start to lose bone mass from our peak bone mass. We continue, I think, after age 35, men and women we lose bone mass a little bit differently, but we start to lose bone mass.
Mm.
And so how healthy your bones are is basically, it depends on the bone mass of your bones. So as your bones get less healthy, you will lose bone mass. And then we continue to lose bone mass. We talked about women after menopause. Why is menopause so important? It's because in the first 5 to 7 years after menopause, women will lose up to 20% of their bone mass. So if you don't start off with a very good bone mass, if you don't build up a good bone mass before you hit menopause, you will very likely get into osteopenia,
mm-hmm.
like after menopause. So osteopenia, when you have lower than average bone mass, is not good. But then if osteopenia continues, it's likely you will develop another big term. And there's another term that we will learn later in the article, but I'll just touch on right now, osteoporosis.
Yeah.
And this is what we hear a lot about in the media, right?
Correct.
Osteoporosis. So what is osteoporosis?
So osteoporosis is an official medical condition where your bones become weak, they break easily, and it is the next level from osteopenia. It's like more severe, and I can imagine it will cause people to fall easily because maybe they think that their bones are strong and then they just jump maybe, or they hop or they step, and then because the bone is so brittle, they fall easily.
They fall easily. And because if you do a cross section of your bone, like basically if you, let's say there's a piece of bone, you cut it, you open up and cut it to see what it looks like inside. For people with osteoporosis, the bones look porous.
Yeah.
Porous is kind of like a sponge.
Yeah.
It looks like kind of like spongy.
Or like bread, you know,
yeah,
full
like,
of holes.
Yeah, it's full of holes. And so that makes the bones very easy to break or fragile.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, people with osteoporosis, especially women, often falls or like they easily fall.
Yeah.
And when they fall, it takes a really, really long time to recover.
Yeah.
So this whole thing, like whether it's through exercise, through eating right, or through this OsteoBoost belt, we're trying to slow down osteopenia or stop it so that it won't develop into something more severe, osteoporosis down the road. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit more about this belt. So, okay, this belt was formed by a company called Bone Health Technologies in California. And then what does this belt do to you?
Okay, so how it works is that it applies 30 hertz of oscillations per second and 0.3 grams of gravitational force to the most vulnerable parts of the skeleton. So how I imagine it is, I guess it tries to stimulate the bone a little bit and gets it vibrating. So it kind of like mimics exercise, I would imagine, because it's moving and it's helping it to just stimulate some movement and growth so that it becomes a bit more hardy.
Yes, exactly. That's what it does. So with the oscillations is basically the change in direction of electrical current. That's a big fancy definition, but what it really is when something oscillates, it's basically having small movements.
Mm-hmm.
So with these small, like when you wear this belt, there's these vibrations or these small movements so that you're basically, it's like exercise. You are exercising your bones without doing exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's actually really cool. Yeah, that's actually a pretty cool thing. And then we have another huge word, accelerometer.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is that?
Well, that is a sensor that measures the change of speed of an object over time.
Yes.
So I can imagine maybe a car, you know, something. I think this would be in a car or something that are moving vehicles to see how fast things go.
Yes. So basically, this belt has these sensors, and then also they have these sensors that basically is sensing how much, I guess, how much vibration your body should take.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every person's body is different, right?
Yeah.
So there needs to be sensors on this belt, because the degree that you can take and the degree I can take might have to be different, right? Depending on our bodies. So this is a very interesting device, basically a magic belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, a magic belt. Well, let's get into our next section where we're going to talk more about how they developed this belt and then talk a little bit more about how does this belt work. Let's get into our next section.
Sending signals to bone cells. I barely even feel it, quipped Los Altos resident Rachel Korn, who said she's been wearing hers at the standing desk in her office or while constructing calcium and protein-rich Greek yogurt dishes at home. The clinical trial that led to the belt's FDA approval showed an average 85% reduction in bone loss in study participants. Just like weight-bearing exercises, the vibrations stimulate osteocytes, which send signals to the two other types of bone cells, osteoblasts and osteoclasts, to create new bone matter and recycle the old. The technology of using vibration to counteract bone loss came from NASA, which knew that a zero-gravity environment sucks away bone matter.
Okay, so talking about this magic belt, how does it feel when you wear it?
Well, this lady, Rachel Korn, says that she can barely even feel it. I would imagine because if it is vibrating, you would feel a little buzz or like a sensation. But because it's dealing with something that's quite fragile, you know, I would imagine you cannot feel it. It's not like a pressure massage gun kind of feeling, but something that is a little bit more lightweight and on your skin.
Right, because if it felt like a massage gun, you probably wouldn't want to wear it for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You probably just want like a quick massage gun.
Like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then you move on to do something else.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, you do have to wear this a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then here it uses the word quipped, which is interesting. We use the word quip here because usually when we say you quipped, he or she quipped, it's basically saying something clever and funny, but here it doesn't feel funny at all. But here we use the word quipped. And then the belt has received FDA approval. So FDA is basically the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They are the government agency that approves drugs and medical devices. So any drugs that you take have to be approved by the FDA.
Yep.
And Food and Drug Administration, we also have something similar here as well, FDA. And it's FDA approved. So usually when something is FDA approved, you feel it's safe.
Yeah.
Because it's government approved. Like the government agency has checked it. And then, well, it looks pretty effective, right?
Yeah, because we see that it shows an average 85% reduction in bone loss in study participants. So that is pretty high, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty high for a belt that you don't really have to do anything except just wear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good deal. And then we said earlier that this belt is similar to exercise in its effect. And then here, the vibrations stimulate osteocytes. And then so we have three kinds of cells here. They're all bone cells. There's the osteocytes, and we can kind of see the osteocytes. They're kind of like the project managers of the bone cells. They tell the other bone cells what to do.
Okay.
Eva, I think you'll like them, right?
Yeah,
osteocytes are in charge. They get to boss around the other cells.
Yeah.
So osteocytes will say they're bone cells. They send signals to the other bone cells of what to do. And then we have two other kinds. We have the osteoblast and the osteoclasts. And they're just one letter difference. Osteoblast, they're the bone cells. They're kind of like the construction crew. They're the bone cells that build new bone.
Okay.
So if they get a signal that there needs to be more bone, then they will start building bone. And then we have the other guy, the osteoclast. Now, they're kind of like the demolition crew, or the people who tear down the old building. So the osteoclast, they're bone cells that they clean out the old bone, the old broken, brittle bone. They clean it out. So you have two types of cells, osteoclasts and the osteoblasts. And the osteocytes, they're the PM, project manager, they tell the other cells what to do. So basically, you have these three types. And basically, with the belt, what is the belt trying to do here?
So the belt, just like weight-bearing exercises, it sends, because of the vibrations, you know, it's trying to tell the osteocytes that, hey, you send signals to the two other bone cells that it's time to create new bone matter and recycle the old. So it's really like a whole process of like stimulation and like, okay, we break down the old, we build the new because of these vibrations that are happening.
Yes, the vibrations are incredibly important because if you do not wake up the osteocytes, they will not send signals.
Yeah.
They won't send signals and they won't tell the other bones what to do, bone cells what to do. So you got to wake them up. And here we say that the belt can help wake up the osteocytes. But another very effective way of waking them up is through exercise, and especially weight-bearing exercise. So weight-bearing exercise is basically you have to lift heavy weights. Because if you don't lift heavy enough, the osteocytes, they're not going to move. They don't feel stressed. If they don't feel stressed, they won't call for help. So we got to have heavy weight-bearing exercise. And if you don't wear a belt, another very effective way to wake up these osteocytes is to lift heavy weights.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can lift heavy weights to get these osteocytes moving. Okay, so the osteocytes will signal to the other two, the osteoblast, osteoclast, what to do. And they will say, it's time to build bone. Get rid of the bad bone. Let's build more bone. And the title of our article today is Better Bone Health from NASA. And why is NASA, they're the government agency that sends the rockets into space. Why are they involved? Like, what is NASA's association of this belt?
Yeah, because NASA knows and probably informed them that, you know, a zero gravity environment sucks away bone matter. So I would imagine over the years of sending people to space, you know, space exploration and research, they realized that, okay, without gravity, that's where bone matter rots and gets sucked away. So maybe because of that, how to counteract that is to make sure there's stimulation, there is oxygen, there is gravity there so that you wake up these osteocytes.
Yes. And probably NASA would be a great customer for this belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because NASA sends astronauts to space for long periods of time. And in space, it's very hard to keep your bones healthy because there's no gravity.
Yeah.
So probably all of NASA's astronauts, they need this belt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if they've used it before, but this technology, they definitely need this as well. Yeah, so this is where NASA comes in. From NASA studies, we know how does bones get worse? And mm-hmm. then to make bones better, we need to stimulate these osteocytes, get them to signal to the other cells what to do. Okay, well, let's get into our next reading, and we will talk a little bit more about osteopenia and bone loss.
Mm.
Battling bone loss. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 54% of postmenopausal women have osteopenia. Corn, 55, is smack in the middle of that 52 to 57 age bracket. When women experience precipitous bone density loss, but received her diagnosis at 40. There was nothing she could do about her progressing bone loss but maintain a calcium, protein, and fiber-rich diet, exercise, and take a drug that blocks the body's absorption of bone cells. The pills made her nauseated and stole her sleep. After a few years of enduring these side effects on top of her lifestyle alterations, her bone density plateaued. It was clear that this would lead to osteoporosis pretty quickly and it wouldn't get better on its own, she said. Then she met Laura Yeeses, CEO of Bone Health Technologies.
We began the program today talking about the important segment of women in menopause or postmenopause. And we have a really scary statistics here, Eva.
Mm-hmm.
What percent of people with osteopenia are postmenopausal women?
54%. So that is like one in every two persons.
Yeah. So
it's
one in two women who are after menopause, who've uh-huh. had menopause, they will have osteopenia.
Yeah.
You know that, we think of ourselves, we think of our female friends and relatives. That's mm-hmm. a huge number.
It is.
If we have 10 people in a room, half of them will develop osteopenia.
Yeah.
So we better do something about this.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, well, okay. And here, Corn, she is 55 years old. So like she's in that group. It's very likely she is postmenopausal. So she's smack in the middle of the 52 to 57 age group or age bracket where women experience precipitous bone density loss. So precipitous just means a huge drop. So a huge drop in bone density. So we said earlier that many women, up to 20%, many women in the first 5 to 7 years after menopause will lose up to 20% of their bone density. That's a lot. So Corin, she's in that age bracket. But she actually got her diagnosis for osteopenia early at 40.
That is very early.
That's very early. But a lot of this could be genetic too.
Yes.
You know, because genetic factors also factor in a lot in like how well our body can, you know, receive,
absorb
nutrients and, you know, all that. Like, so she got it early. And then, so what did she do about this?
So at that point of time, she could not do anything about her progressing bone loss. So I think she did what everyone would do, you know, which is maintain high calcium, high protein, high fiber diet, exercise, and I guess, you know, take supplements. So what she did was take a drug that blocks the body's absorption of bone cells.
Yes. So basically, she took drugs to try to stop this bone loss.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a problem.
Yeah.
The side effects were not good. So what did the side effects cause her?
It made her nauseated. That's horrible. Nauseated means, you know, the feeling of being sick or wanting to throw up.
and she couldn't sleep properly.
Yeah.
It stole her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So after a few years of taking these drugs and having all these side effects, plus she already made lifestyle alterations.
Yeah.
Right? Well, usually we think of alteration, we think about clothes. Like you get your clothes altered,
mm-hmm.
like maybe like your jeans are too long, so you cut off, you know, like the bottom of your jeans, or the waist is too big, so you make it. So alteration just means to make small changes. And she had made all these small changes, and she had done everything right.
Yes.
But still, her bone density, well, it didn't get worse, but it plateaued.
Mm-hmm.
So when something plateaued, it just means you're at the same level.
Yeah.
You're not getting worse. You're not getting better. It plateaued.
It just stays there.
Yeah. And, she was very worried. So what did she think?
Well, she thought that it would lead to osteoporosis pretty quickly. And once it reaches that, it wouldn't get better already.
Yeah. So she was very worried. But lucky for her, she met the CEO of Bone Health Technologies. This is Laura Isis, and we will talk, and that's the company that makes this belt.
Mm-hmm.
So Corn, she met Laura, and then, well, to find out more, you have to come back tomorrow, because tomorrow we'll continue talking about how did they develop this belt, and then where they are at now with this new device. So you better come back tomorrow. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Eva.
Saying bye for now.